This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's always great to be catching up with Courtney Callahan. Of course, you're our lady in the know when it comes to all things showbiz. What have you been making of Glastonbury?
Yes, Louise, we had such an exciting weekend, I suppose, with all the music happening all over the country. And of course, over in the UK, we had the biggest music festival, Glastonbury 2025. I'm here with all the highlights and a roundup of everything that happened. So the festival officially finished up this weekend. I suppose we go straight into it. I mean, the first headline, the 1975, were brilliant. They took to the pyramid stage for their headline slot on the Friday. They had a really cool visual actually on the stage. They had a huge screen, they had a treadmill where frontman Matty, he was dancing on that, which was actually so cool. They also had the back half of a car and they performed somebody else on that, so their set was really, really cool. It was very upbeat and the crowd really loved it, so I think they were the perfect headline act for the Friday.
I saw lots of video footage as well on TikTok of all the mams and dads of some of the artists that were performing at Glastonbury and their friends just hanging out. I know there was lots of sightings of loads of different celebrities hanging out backstage at Glastonbury as well.
Yeah. Imagine being brought backstage in Glastonbury and seeing your friend or your family member. I'd say that's the best feeling ever. And it's, of course, getting to be backstage for such an amazing experience, it would be just so cool. We also seen who headlined Olivia Rodrigo, the fabulous pop singer. She headlined at just 22 years old. I mean, what an achievement at such a young age to headline one of the biggest festivals in the world. She's an ex-Disney star. We've seen her on Disney growing up, and now she's a pop princess, I suppose you could call her. She took to the pyramid stage as well, doing all her hits, Driver's License. She also brought out her personal hero, who she said was Robert Smith. He's from The Cure, that band. They sang a tune or two. Her set, she was also seen actually in the crowd enjoying Pulp Fiction, performing Common People, and she was sitting on top of her boyfriend's shoulder. So it was lovely to see that she was able to do headline one day and then the next day be just like a normal young adult, I suppose, teenager nearly, in the crowd.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I saw footage of her just on the shoulders of her boyfriend enjoying it. And I think that's what Glastonbury is all about. The site is so, so big that you probably don't know who you'd actually bump into. Courtney, I know you've got loads more highlights for us to catch up on. We've had loads of Irish artists playing across the Glastonbury weekend. I'm sure anybody who was there, including Ollie White, who we interviewed, who cycled all the way from Madrid to Glastonbury, no doubt he enjoyed himself as well. But then you've got some more highlights for us.
That's it. It's crazy to see. I mean, I think if you go to Glastonbury, you could bump into anyone. And the great thing for them is that there's so many people there, you nearly wouldn't recognise them because the crowd is so full. We also seen Paul Mescal, who was there with his girlfriend, Gracie Abrams. Normal people, Daisy Edgar-Jones, she was also spotted in the crowd. So, I mean, you just never know who you're going to meet there.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, Lewis Capaldi announced his comeback tour after Glastonbury. We've got tickets up for grabs here on iRadio. But it was nice to see that the crowd were so warm and so welcoming to Lewis coming back on stage. What did you make of that?
It was absolutely brilliant. I mean, he kind of left the scene in about 2023. He suffers with Tourette syndrome. So it was great to see that he was able to take some time for himself, because sometimes that's needed, especially for artists who kind of shot to fame just like he did. And he came back and he's now ready for it. I mean, whoever gets those tickets, Louise, is going to be very lucky. That's all I can say.
That is for sure. I know there's lots and lots of artists that, you know, probably just cut their teeth at their very first festival being Glastonbury as well. I know that there was a huge crowd for C-Mat. I know C-Mat always does an amazing job, and if you do get to see her across the summer at any single festival, you're not going to be disappointed. Was there one act that you were glued to, Courtney, for the for watching it on TV or maybe watching some of the footage on TikTok?
You know what, Louise, you've actually taken the words right out of my mouth. C-Mat, who's Ireland's own as well, from County Meath, she was amazing. I just think her performance was absolutely infectious. I mean, I was glued to it. Like, I love her song, I Want to Be a Cowboy Baby. I just think that is such a jam. And you could see the whole crowd doing the two-step, which was so funny. And she took to social media afterwards. She goes, I got the whole Glastonbury crowd to do the County Meath two-step.
Love it. I love it. Courtney, of course, you join us to have a chat all about showbiz. If anybody wants to check out some of your own highlights or get up to date on whatever you're getting up to yourself, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, Louise, they can find find me on TikTok and Instagram at Fusion Fashion and Entertainment for weekly rounds up of the showbiz and entertainment industry and everything fashion that's happening in the country.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.